neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have a command in Parashat Mishpatim about a gentleman that runs into two donkeys. One is his friend's donkey, and the other one is the one that doesn't have a really good status with. So now it says in Parashat Mishpatim and also in Sefer Devarim that if you see that the donkey of your friend needs help, you have to right away azov ta'azov imo. It's very emphasized. It doesn't say help him, it says you must help him. So now we have a matter in the Gemara that is, it could be two conditions. One, to unload the donkey, or to load him, put the merchandise back on the donkey. So which comes first? Unloading.
It says to load first for the donkey of your enemy, then unload your friend.
Ah, very nice, very nice, beautiful. So now, But the urgent matter is to unload. Why to unload?
To release the donkey.
Yeah, because he's in pain, and we have a command that you have to feed for the animal that when he goes through pain. But here, it seems like maybe doesn't sound correctly, because we are commanded you have to load the donkey of your enemy. But if the urgent matter is to unload, why do you have to load? Because I'm forbidding the command to release the animal from his pain.
No, but he has a business, he has to load his donkey and go to the business, and he see this donkey is on the load, he has unload him and then to himself.
But that's a mistake, because we have to apply to the mitzvah that is urgent.
Maybe it's for us to load the donkey for our person that is not so clear with us to go away already. Let him go.
To let him go?
To let him go. Help him to get away from us.
But if you don't like him, why do you want to help him at all?
Well, he says to help.
So why?
When you help your enemy to do something for him, sometimes you guys say, maybe I'm wrong that I'm thinking bad about this.
Kiddush Hashem.
Taking the load off is emotional. The animal's in pain, you do it to help the animal. But to load, only you're doing it for the guy himself, not for the animal. So if you have something in your heart against that person, you're doing it, you're overcoming the...
So what do you gain by doing this? Because first of all, you have to take care of the donkey that is under pressure. But it says, no, you have to turn to the other way and help the one that you don't like. Yeah. Even though that mitzvah is not really mandatory. The other one is mandatory, but you have to leave it aside and go help the enemy. Why? So now here, you could say, first of all, I want to do the will of Hashem. And what is the will of Hashem? I have to take care of this donkey that is under pressure. So the Torah says, no, don't use your logic. You have to go the other way. Why? Because automatically when you help the belonging of your enemy, the one that you don't like, the one that you don't have a good relationship with, automatically it creates a closeness. So now by helping his animal, even though that is not urgent, it would cause that it creates shalom between you and the one that you don't like as much. So you could say, no. It's not going to change a bet in me. No, right? What's going to do? Is it going to change anything? Is it?
It does in a long term anyway. Any good?
Now here, you're driving on the freeway, and you see this brown car, and you know who car this car belongs to. You know that what he has done to you. And you notice that he's going around his car and he has a flat tire. You're going to stop?
No.
You're going to speed. And run away. Yeah, the Torah says, no, you have to stop. As of, as of. Why? You know what he did to me? You know what I went through? You know, yeah. What type of Gan Eden he has caused me? John? Who? No, he doesn't have.
Rabbi, this soul stands even if it's not an animal?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so
no, this is the old version, but the new version is still applies.
But it still stands.
Yeah. Bicycle, car, even airplane, you have to stop. So now here, it says, Azov to Azov. What do you mean Azov to Azov? No, I want to go, I don't want to look at him. I don't want to mention his name. He says, no, you have to stop. Why? Because it would change you. It would make an impact on you. Even though that you think, no, nothing is going to change. Well, what does it matter? I help him or help? I would not help him. But it does make a difference. You know what it is? That means every step that you take, that you change something in yourself, even though that you feel what would make a difference, it would make, but it would make a difference, a big difference. That's why Tatasha says, I know how you feel. I know what's going on in your head. But it says, Azov to Azov. You have to push yourself to
do the right thing.
To do it. Do whatever that you think is not right. That's what you need to do. And not only that, you know what's going to happen after 120 years? You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? No, and I'll tell you what's going to happen. You know, you say, I don't want to look at him. I'm not going to help him. You're going to look at your friend and unload his hamor, right? Yes?
Yes.
Because you say, that's what the Torah says. It says the pain of the animal, you cannot ignore. And you know what's going to happen? After 120 years, the hamor is going to take you to Beit Din. The hamor. He says, at that moment that was under pressure, and you were supposed to go help my friend Hamor to load him, and you unloaded me, I'm going to take you to court.
What?
Yes. You didn't know? The Hamor is going to take you to the court.
But from what cause?
Because you were supposed to go unload the Hamor of your enemy. And you went and unload the Hamor of your friend. So now the Hamor is going to take you to the court. Yes, of course it is. Of course. at least, for the sake of the Hamor not take you to the court, you have to go help and your enemy. נזכה בעזרת השם בחודש מלא, בשורות טובות, שמחות, ישועות לכל עם ישראל בקרוב, אמן כי ירד.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.